Well, we had minor problems in Seattle, but that's taken care of. You remember Harold?
That weird-looking guy with a tattoo on his face?
Right. Harold's our point man in Seattle. We got a tight crew there.
Yeah, Seattle shouldn't be a problem. How about Chicago?
Well, I just came from Chicago, actually, and everything's in place. You can sell anything in that city if you try hard enough. And San Francisco, of course, is going to be a breeze.
And New York City?
Well, that'll be interesting to watch, I'm sure. Suicide Boy does everything with style, you know. How about your end?
I've taken care of things. Just about ready to head back to Austin to ride the whole thing out. I talked to Mercy a few minutes ago. You know, she had sole responsibility for D.C.
Right.
You can imagine that was a little tricky.
No doubt.
Anyway, she sounded very upbeat and wouldn't tell me how she'd figured it all out. But when we see her after the fact, I'm certain she'll have some very interesting stories to tell. Personally, that's the last place I'd want to be when the government collapses. But you know me, I've always been a little paranoid.
Healthy paranoia, Ronald. Very healthy.
Who knows? I've been happy to do the work naturally. And we really seem to be way ahead of the game this time, Billy. Way ahead.
Yeah, I have to say, Ronald, I'm very impressed with the way this has come together. If all goes well, we should be seeing each other quite soon. I'll have to buy you a drink.
Well, I've been meaning to visit Seattle for a while. We go up to the top of that Space Needle and drink Long Island iced teas after it all goes down.
Great idea. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a call from the mountain. And say hello to Margie for me, will you?
I will.
All right, bye then.
Hello?
Tom. Hi, this is Billy. It's been a while since we talked. I thought I'd touch bases with you, see how things are going in your neck of the woods.
What do you mean, see how things are going? You sound paranoid, Billy.
No, Tom, I'm not paranoid. I'm curious. Listen.
Hang on, Billy. Can I put you on hold?
No, you sure as hell can't put... God damn it. Nobody ever takes me seriously, least of all you, big brother. You got your fancy job and your fancy office, Mr. Big Shot Corporate Lackey, pulling down $150K a year, pretty boy swimming pool, which you don't even swim in. Here I am, out on the road, some loser traveling salesman making absolute dick, and so that gives you the right to treat me like some psychopath out of a B-movie. I have got to say this, Tommy, you are the biggest jerk I ever met, and I would kick your sorry ass if I was...
Talking to somebody?
No, Tommy. I was just entertaining myself while I was on hold. Who was that?
Oh, nobody. Just a client.
A client? Which client?
Oh, I can't really tell you that, Billy.
What do you mean you can't tell me? I'm your brother. Which client?
Billy, don't press the issue. It's called confidentiality.
All right, never mind. Screw you. I'm already over it. How's the wife and kids?
Look, Billy, did you call for a reason or are you just making long-distance phone calls from work again?
Yes, Tommy, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm calling to tell you, Tommy, that you've got less than 3 days to get you and your family out to Teresa's ranch, just like I told you about last Christmas.
No, not that crap again.
This isn't crap, Tommy. Truth is, if it was just you, I wouldn't probably bother, but I like those boys of yours and Teresa.
Well, what's the name of that mysterious drug again? The one that's gonna... Oh, how does that go again?
It's called Radioactive Blue, Tommy, and it's going to sweep the nation, that's for goddamn sure. The way I figure it, the nation's going to see a few days of some serious mayhem, Tommy, and you want to be way up in the hills when that happens, away from all the trouble, dig?
How's Molly doing, Billy?
What? Molly? She's fine. I mean, she's...
Sure? Are you sure? You talk to her about all this nonsense? I mean, she can't possibly be fine and still take you seriously.
She's fine, Tommy. Mind your own business. Tommy, can you hang tight for a second? I got another call coming in. Hello?
It's me.
Harold?
Oh, man, Billy. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Jesus Christ, Harold, you sound like an elephant sat on your chest. What's the problem?
Larry got away, Billy. Larry got away.
How in hell did Larry...
Jimmy Nick must have missed or something. I don't know. He's your guy. Find out from him. But Larry's still roaming around out there, and he's got the blue.
What do you mean he's got the blue? Are you kidding?
He must have known what you were going to do, Billy. I'm at the halfway house right now. There's no blue. This Ned guy says Larry came and got it last night while everyone was sleeping. Ned's girlfriend gave Larry the combination, and that's how Larry got it. It's all crazy, Billy. It's all completely screwed.
Something doesn't make sense here, Harold. What the hell's going on out there?
What I'm telling you is Larry must have played you somehow because he knew you'd try for him. And he's got the blue, and he got away, and God only knows what he could do now. Got half a kilo of that stuff, Billy. It's insane. We're so totally screwed.
All right, Harold. Let me make something absolutely perfectly crystal clear to you. The halfway house, burn it to the ground. Larry is not going to get far in that city with half a kilogram of a drug nobody's ever heard of. So you got ears? Use them. Somebody's going to spot him before too long.
What if he starts taking it and wigs out somewhere?
Are you kidding me? He's too smart to take it himself. He knows better. He saw what happened to his halfway friends. They lost their stinking minds. So find him, Harold. And when you do, I want you to save him for me, all right? I trusted that little prick. I can't believe it, but I did. I trusted him. Just goes to show you, you can't pay people enough to be loyal these days. A friendship is equivalent to its own weight in horse manure, that's what I think.
Okay, Billy, I'll find him. I will.
I gotta go, Harold. Hi, Tommy? Tommy? Oh, Christ, you did not put me on hold again, you son of a... Ugh. Hello, this is me.
There is a problem in Seattle.
Yes, there is indeed a problem in Seattle.
How has this happened?
I made a mistake. A friend of mine has betrayed me. It is most disturbing.
We cannot allow this to slow our plan. We hold you responsible.
I realize that. I would expect nothing less.
What do you intend to do? We have a schedule to keep.
I believe we can take care of it without altering the rest of your program.
Altering our program is not an option. We would as soon destroy Seattle.
I understand.
Take care of this problem. Be prepared for final instructions.
Yes, I will await your instructions. And when your instructions arrive, I will release the radioactive blue into the streets. The radioactive blue will take its shape.